This Harold Camping of Family Radio, 610 on your AM dial, headquartered here in Oakland on Hagenberger Road, and he's been preaching. I don't know, he's an 89-year-old preacher. I've had him on my dial. Religion is kind of like a hobby of mine, so on my radio dial, I got the Catholic station and a couple of fundamentalist religious stations. I always tune in to see what the competition's doing, because I have my own church. I have the First Church of the Last Laugh, which does the St. Stupid's Day Parade on April 1st. Past 33 years in San Francisco, and in the church I'm known as Bishop Joey. And so I listened to this guy, and he's been prophesied the end of the world in 1994. It didn't happen. Said he made some miscalculations, redid his math, and so now it's this coming Saturday, May 21st, around 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Very specific there in the Bible. He's a good mathematician, I guess. So he's got people from around the world sending him money to put up these billboards all over the place. I mean, you go to his website and you can see his tentacles reaching out, and people send him money. And he is saying the rapture. So here's the schedule of events. Saturday, starting at 6 Pacific Standard Time, is the rapture, which means all the, you know, the holy elite get caught up into heaven, and then for 5 months it's hell on earth for us sinners, and then October 21st Jesus comes back and starts a new kingdom on our sinning bones, I guess. So that's his prognostication. Now, what are the chances? You know, what are the chances? These guys been around a long time doing these things and always blowing it. And from what I understand, back in the old days, a prophet who prophesied and came wrong had his head cut off or something like that. So what I want to do is I'm taking a chance. I'm going out on a limb. I'm thinking that it's not going to happen. The rapture is not going to happen. And, you know, piles
of
clothes.
Do you think it's like 50-50?
49-51. You know, and so I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to take my chance on that 1% that it's not going to happen. 51 chances, that's not percent chance it's not going to happen. And we're going to go mock the prophet. Now, this is what I do. I've been with the San Francisco Mime Troupe doing political satire for the past 25 years. For 33 years, I've been doing religious satire. Our parade on April 1st is about the religion of business and the business of religion. We're making fun of, you know, capitalism and religion at the same time. So that's what I do. That's what I kind of, I sort of make a living at it, you might say. So I've got to do something about this guy. So it's going to be, you know, a rapture party. It's going to be a mock the prophet party out in front of his family radio office. There's going to be a whole bunch of other funny people. San Francisco has a wonderful army of satirists and silly folks who just love to, poke it in the face of authority. So we're going to do that. We're going to go be there outside his family radio station, and here there's people going to bring lawn chairs, you know, and drinks, and we're going to sit around waiting. I'm pushing balloons, so we're going to prime the rapture pump. I'm calling it the Prime the Rapture Pump Party and Mock the Prophet. I was going to get some of these, like, I'm going to have to check it out. I haven't done it yet. Big inflatable love dolls, and see if helium will make them float. Definitely, you know, animal balloons, you know, those little twisty animal balloons make some human figures. But I went over there. I checked the site out. It's a little close to the airport, so I'm worried about throwing a lot of big balloons up into the sky around an airport. So I'm pushing tethering them. We'll release some balloons. I think we can get away with a few balloons. The wind should take it to the hills, rather towards the airport. We'll check the wind direction, but the big balloons will kind of release and retrieve and release and retrieve at 6 o'clock, so we'll prime the rapture pump and see if we can, you know, get Harold Camping to leave his shoes behind.